We have Carol Myrna, the CEO of the Center for Prevention of Abuse, with us this morning. Carol, you have your big event, the annual duck race, coming up on the 28th of this month. How many years has this this been going on?
Hi, Julia. The ducks are back, and we're in our 33rd year. It's the longest standing duck race in the country.
Wow.
Yeah. Very impressive. We are. It's a lot of work, but a lot of fun, and we are so proud to be the only really sanctioned duck race in Central Illinois that has especially been doing it this long. So, anyway,
now
that's us.
It's been held in different locations. Where is it this year?
So, for the last 5 years, we have been at Eastside Center in East Peoria, and we used to be in the Illinois River, and flooding prevented us from doing that. And we just decided that, this was such a wonderful place to hold the duck race, and the city of East Peoria is so accommodating and so generous that they construct a 1,000-foot slip and slide for us down that big hill at Eastside Center, and that's where the 30,000 ducks race. And this year it's on Saturday, August 28th. The fun starts at 4 and the race starts at 6. But we expect to see that brilliant, bright yellow spectacle of 30,000 ducks going down that hill.
It is fun to watch, that is for sure. Now, to this point, how many ducks have been sold? Where are you at as far as your goal?
Sure. So sales have gone really well so far. Central Illinois and around is just so supportive. And our staff is actually doing a really super job selling ducks themselves. So really proud about that. Right now, we've got about 7,000 ducks left to sell, which sounds like a lot, but it is, considering we sell 30,000 total, 7,000 isn't too bad. And I know people are going to rally, and we're going to be able to cross the finish line. And we'll sell out of those ducks probably a day or two ahead of the race. So we're encouraging people to get their ducks now. And I don't like to tell people to hurry because I'm not a fan of that. But hurry and get your ducks. So you can get in the competition for our top prize, which is $10,000 this year.
That's awesome.
The second prize is $5,000 and then $2,500. We've got 15 awesome prizes for the first 15 ducks that cross the finish line. So everybody that adopts a duck and supports the Center for Prevention of Abuse, you will have a chance to win, and we encourage that.
Now, as far as getting their ducks, I know there's probably several different ways to do that. Why don't you tell us how?
So we used to sell ducks out in public a lot more than we have, of course, last year and even this year. We're at the farmer's market that you'll find around Peoria, so an outdoor location. But we are just encouraging people to go online to duckracepeoria.com. And it's very simple. Purchase your ducks that way. You get a receipt immediately to let you know that the sale was complete. And if that doesn't appeal to you, for those that get our newsletter, there is an envelope inside the newsletter that you can mail back a check. You could certainly drop by our main campus on Jones Court right off of Sheridan and do it in person. Whatever is easiest, but we find that about 90% of our sales happen online. So DuckRacePeoria.com is an easy way to go. But the sales do so much good at the Center for Prevention of Abuse. It's an important part of what we do for our core services every year. And I sure appreciate you talking with us about it. But after 33 years, we have this as a standard part of our operating budget. So we anticipate raising about $200,000, and 100% of that goes to client care. So the 6,000 people that come to us each year in Peoria for care because they are survivors of violence and abuse, and every penny that we raise in the duck race goes directly to help those folks. And all the money stays local. Nothing goes far away. And it is just a really wonderful grassroots opportunity to help people that have been victimized by domestic violence or sexual assault or sexual abuse or human trafficking or elder abuse, and also to support our prevention education, because we're in all of the Peoria Public Schools and throughout some other Tri-County schools,
right.
Teaching young people about body safety and healthy relationships and peaceful conflict resolution and anti-bullying, and so much good comes from the duck race.
Yeah, and we've talked about that with you guys before, about how the center has expanded its reach to students and to multiple communities in our area, and how much good you guys do. If people are interested in learning about your programs, can they also go to that website to find out more?
Well, go to centerforpreventionofabuse.org. It is our agency's website. There are a variety of services on that website. If you're looking for help for yourself, because you want to learn more about what abuse technically might look like and the types of services that we offer, whether it's emergency shelter or reaching out to our crisis hotline that's available 24 hours a day, we have 10 master's level therapists, and all the work that we do is free and confidential. We don't put a price on healing, so those that come to us are typically victims of crime, and we certainly don't expect them to pay for their recovery. So we encourage people to go to that website, centerforpreventionofabuse.org, and by all means, check out our services and see if there's something there for you. But there's also some help in the form of, maybe you know somebody else, you have a friend, a colleague, a family member, a neighbor, somebody that you're concerned for, and the website offers some guidance on if you have someone else that you know that needs help, and it gives some suggestions on how you might do that in a comfortable way, but in a way that would be comfortable for them as well. So it makes a big difference. And there's also, if somebody's looking and perhaps they're in the vicinity of a person that is abusing them, we provide a quick exit on the website, so someone could click out of it very quickly if they needed to.
Sure.
Just to make sure that they stay safe. Safety is our top priority. When someone reaches out to us because they themselves need help, the first thing we do is talk about safety planning. So in every aspect of what we do, we want to keep people safe.
Awesome. And we're going to give the Duck Race one more plug so we can help raise money for those programs that you guys do. Ducks can be purchased individually or in groups. Tell us how you can do that.
So go to duckracepeoria.com. If the internet is difficult for you, call 691-0551. We will help you however best to be able to get your ducks. Ducks are $5 a piece. And the more you get some free ones along with that. But every duck that you purchase, whether it's one or whether it's 100, it gets you entry into the duck race, where you could win up to 15 awesome prizes, starting with the $10,000 cash prize. And 100% of these funds from duck sales go to directly support our free and confidential services. And we would genuinely appreciate the support from the community to reach our goal of selling 30,000 ducks. So hope you reach out today, but reach out to us at any time, duck race or not. If we can provide services to you, our mission is to help all people live free from violence and abuse, and we want to do that for you if you need us.
Awesome. Carol Marna with the Center for Prevention of Abuse. The 33rd annual duck race is coming up on Saturday, August 28th. We wish you guys luck in selling all of those ducks.
Thank you, Julia. We appreciate you very much. Get your ducks.